Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
A little bit of the Drifters bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of new stuff that we updated every single day. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member, I should say, of the Brain Trust. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she does in her organization. Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the great work. Your organization and me and many small businesses through you are members of Small Business Coalition for Affordable Healthcare. Now, tell us what this organization does and what they want to have done.
Well, this coalition has been around for a while, and actually it's largely organized by NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And we address a range of issues, healthcare issues, that impact the small business community. So I think we've been a member of this coalition now for, I know, about 7 or 8 years, I believe.
Let me throw out a couple of things here, folks. The Hotel and Lodging Association, the Rental Association, American Supply, Builders, a Veterinary Medical Association, Farm Equipment Manufacturers, these are the National Retail Federation, National Restaurant Association, et cetera, et cetera. These are well-established trade groups, marketplace-based trade groups that are members of this. This isn't some fringe group. This is Heartland American organizations. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, and we've been doing a lot of things. I mean, obviously, for years, you know, we've been fighting for small business on the affordable health care front, pushing for legislation and initiatives that will bring down the cost of health care and improve choice in the system. Pooling for small businesses, to allow small businesses to pool as a group. We supported a lot of tax incentives and tax measures, very vocally opposed to the Affordable Care Act, the otherwise known as Obamacare, and in pointing out, how that would devastate small businesses in terms of their efforts to, afford health care and have more choices in the system. And now we're doing a lot to unpack or unwind some of the more harmful measures in the Obamacare legislation and supporting legislation that will repeal some of the particularly harmful measures.
Right.
For example, there was a bill that was passed by the House last week, H.R. 436, the Health Care Cost Reduction Act, that repealed the, and it passed successfully, as a matter of fact, 270-146, that repealed the medical device tax, the 2.3% medical device tax that was in the Affordable Care Act. It repealed...
Which was a tax imposed to help pay for Obamacare.
That's right. But a tax on innovation and a tax on affordable care. And,
yes.
And there's tons of small businesses in this whole medical device space. Manufacturers who are innovating and, manufacturing medical devices. It would repeal the provision that disallowed health savings account use for over-the-counter medications. Again, that was a measure to pay for.
Another shot at HSAs, which, Karen, I have termed the enemy of universal health care. HSAs are the absolute enemy of any kind of government-controlled health care.
You're right, because it's market-oriented. The consumer controls the dollar as opposed to the government or the health insurance system.
Right.
And it really is the measures that will help bring some more price sensitivity in the market and give consumers control.
It will create self-reform, Karen, because the more you have HSAs, the more you become a healthcare consumer, not just a healthcare patient.
Exactly.
Meaning that you get smarter about what things are worth, and once you get addicted to that, you like it.
You got it. And that's, they are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing in terms of you know, giving consumers an affordable choice. Mm-hmm. You have millions and millions now of consumers who have moved to HSAs, employers and individuals who have...
We have them here in my operation. Steve Forbes told me that's what his insurance, his company insurance is based on. I want to quickly, before we run out of time, I want to get over to the to repealing the employer mandate. A lot of people don't realize that there are two mandates in this law. One is the employee mandate, which are the individual mandate, which the Supreme Court is taking up right now. But number two, there is an employer mandate that is not being challenged constitutionally. Tell us about it.
Right. And in our letter to Congress in support of the repealing all these things that I just talked about, we also said, look, you've got to put H.R. 1744, the American Job Protection Act, on the table. Congress has to address this before it kicks in. And that would repeal the employer mandate in the Affordable Care Act. So we are definitely, you know, pushing for that because, well, as you know, millions of small businesses will be impacted by our economy. And,
this is
supposed to,
the employer mandate, the employer mandate is where if you have 50 or more employees, if you don't provide health care for those employees, you have to pay a fine. You have to pay a penalty.
Pretty much. And what we're saying is, look, if you, you know, if this employer mandate goes into play, just be ready for employers to drop health coverage altogether.
That's exactly right. Quickly, Karen, before we go to a break, when is the Supreme Court supposed to make their announcement about the Constitution?
Oh, my gosh. It's like, yeah, we're watching that puff of smoke, you know.
Any day now, but no later than Monday probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, if you go
what do you think is going to happen?
I think, you know what, I don't know. I'll go with the conventional wisdom saying they're going to split the baby and they're going to repeal the individual mandate but keep intact the rest of the law.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's my prediction.
Karen Kerrigan, folks, you heard it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.